It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, welcome Fairbanks. It's another Saturday here in Fairbanks, and kind of a big day for us at Compos. We've got a bunch going on. We're going to have some fun on today's show. We're going to get some business out of the way first, and then we're going to have some fun talking political stuff and songs and all the stuff that I like talking about. But I do want to remind everybody, always get this out of the way. We've got some of the 2025 Skidoos on display. The spring order program ends next week, so you want to get down there. If you're not doing anything today, you can go by and check them out. We got the new Summit Expert, which is just an amazing mountain sled. We've got the Summit. We've got one of the Edge models, new colors, new suspensions, some pretty cool stuff. We've also got some of the Scandics and other models that have got some big savings on them. And you can save almost $2,000 on some of our programs. You can $500 down gets you 500 accessories on almost every machine except some of the smaller youth models and so forth. $1,000 gets you $1,000 accessory credit, and you put $2,000 down, you're going to get $1,000 credit, and you get a half price on an extra year warranty. So saves you, I don't know, $1,600, $1,800 bucks in that package. But anyway, that runs out pretty quick. The countdown is on. We've only got just a handful of days left to finalize them. So don't do the same thing you did last year and come in and say, oh, you're out of these, because that's often what happens. Anyway, we got that. We got our big Can-Am ATV sale going. Big blowout. Not really controversial. It's our law-abiding citizen sale where I set it up where you know, if you're a hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding citizen in this country, you're going to get a heck of a deal. We're going to, in effect, double the savings on the rebates. If the rebate's on a quad or $2,000, you're going to get a $4,000 savings. You'll either get $3,000 cash off or $2,000 and another $2,000 in accessories. If some of the Mavericks and such have got a $3,000 rebate going on right now, that's going to save you $6,000. You can get another $3,000 in accessories, or you can get $1,500 additional cash off. So huge savings on all our carryover and non-current Can-Am side-by-sides. And so come check those out. And while you're in, if you're driving around town right now, not doing anything, we've got that Win Your Dream Rig contest going on. You can sign up to win. It's over $20,000. You can pick a side-by-side. You can load it out. You can pick a Can-Am ATV, whatever model you want. You can pick out two ATVs, $20,000 worth. The first $20,000 is paid. So if you're going to really deck it out and get a $30,000 rig, this is going to cost you $10,000. If you're going to get a $20,000 rig, you paid nothing. So anyway, pretty cool promo we got going on there. You can sign up to win, cost you nothing. Plus you get to come check out all the cool new stuff. So that's what's going on at our shop in a nutshell. Lots of interesting stuff going on this week. Oh, I should mention, too, on our Widescape stand-up models, I got a promo there. You can save $750. You just put $500 down now. You don't have to do anything till next year, and you're going to save $750 on those. We had some demo days out in the Powder, had some good turnout, and that was a lot of fun. But those are real innovative little new snow machines, so come check those out. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to play some music and beat up on my least favorite president. And no, it's not Jimmy Carter. It used to be, but it's the guy that had 56 executive actions against Alaska since he's gotten office, just single-handedly tearing the state apart, stopping development. Same guy that wants us to all be driving electric cars by 2032, get rid of our gas stoves, probably just sit on the couch. I mean, we can't go have fun because if it burns fossil fuels, that's going to be outlawed. So not happy with this whole scenario. It's just absolutely ridiculous. if you're on the same page, you know, it's going to be an interesting election. It's going to be an interesting time. I'm telling everybody I know that likes to complain, if you don't vote and if you don't find five people that normally don't vote, you know, you want to get them out there and vote this time. You got to get your voice heard. Looks like there's going to be a third party candidate, likely probably going to help the Republican side. But, you know, it's amazing. I've got a, I get a lot of people that say, well, I can't believe you'd vote for Trump. And, you know, I basically said, well, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for First Amendment and the freedom of speech. I'm voting for the Second Amendment and, you know, my right to defend my life and family. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justice to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm voting for continued growth in my retirement, my 401k in the stock market. I'm voting for a return of our troops from foreign countries and the end of, you know, involving ourselves in these foreign conflicts. I'm voting for the electoral college and the republic, you know, for which we live. A police to be respected once again, you know, and to not defund them and, you know, voting for law and order. I'm voting for the continued appointment of federal judges who respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm voting for our jobs to remain in America and not be, you know, outsourced all over again to China, Mexico, and, you know, other foreign countries. Voting to secure the border and legal immigration, like my commercial talks about. Oh, and I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought for this country, gave American people their freedoms, continued peace in the Middle East. I'm voting, you know, against human and child trafficking, freedom of religion. I'm voting the right to speak my opinion and not be censored like I'm doing right now. So I'm not just voting for one person, Donald Trump or anybody. I am voting for the future of this country. And I'm voting for my children and my grandchildren to ensure their freedoms and their future. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's not about the person, you know. I've told the story before. I had to get a shoulder surgery, and I went out and found the best surgeon in town on shoulders. And I had people say, ooh, he's got a horrible bedside manner. And, of course, my response was, I don't care. I don't care about that. I care about his quality and his skill set and how my shoulder is going to be for the rest of my life. I don't care about his bedside manner. And I happen to never experienced any negative bedside manner. And big deal. You know, yeah, you hire the guy for his talent. You know, he's not a school teacher. He's a surgeon. Okay. If he's grumpy or whatever, I don't care. Just do the job. And that's kind of like what I'm. You know, we need a president that can do the job, right? We need a president that can not destroy this country's moral fiber, and that's what's going on anyway. In my opinion, that's my opinion. Of course, we live in America, so freedom of speech, and you can call me ignorant or a dumbass or whatever you want, but that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So speaking of politics, as a lot of you know, I write some crazy music, and I've got a couple of Joe Biden songs that I like. I'm going to play one I haven't played for a while. It was a Dolly Parton song, but I had Roger McGill sing it anyway. He didn't have to put a dress on for it, but it's called Joe B, and it's talks a little bit about my least favorite president.
Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, we're begging of you, please abort your plan. Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, we're down to eating ramen, beans, and spam. You're creepy well beyond compare. You grope and sniff young girls' hair. The weirdest thing I think I've ever seen. And Hunter's not much less insane. With hookers, weed, and crack cocaine, you're both in bed with China too, Joe B. My 401 has fallen deep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when I think of you, Joe B. And we can easily understand just why the Pope kicked on that fan the day you took a dump inside those jeans. Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, we're begging of you, get out while you can. Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, those neurons in your brain have turned to sand. If we could have our choice of men, we'd bring back Donald Trump again. At least he had a spine, you see, Joe B. I had to have this talk with you, but pretty sure it won't get through. Don't think you know that you're alive, Joe B. Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B. Please stop sending money to Iran. Joe B, Joe B, Joe B, Joe B. You should be doing time inside the can. Joe B, Joe B. Let's go, Brandon.
All right, so that's Roger McGill, my buddy, doing his best Dolly Parton. I always ask Roger, you know, hey Roger, I got a question for you. Can you do Billy Joel, or can you hit these notes, or whatever? And when I asked him about Dolly Parton, he goes, "Yeah, it might be a stretch there, but he did a good job." That's Roger McGill, local talent here, great voice. But anyway, that's one of my favorites there. We've got some other fun stuff we're going to do after the break. I think I'm going to try and find an R.D. Mercer prank phone call. You know, I'm a prankster. I like doing pranks. Oh, by the way, this is real important to me anyway. Monday, this coming Monday, is the 1st of April, April 1st. And I always put my article in the Newsminer about my buddy Bill Satterberg. And this is a good one. It's going to be a lot of fun. The picture is amazing. My daughter does Photoshop, and she did the photo. And it's always a story that's, knowing Bill, is could be possible. It could be possible. You know, we had local attorney to be featured on an upcoming episode of Naked and Afraid, a local attorney to open shop at Arctic Man. He sued the city for overzealous removal of ice and snow because he was losing business. People weren't falling enough. So every year for the past 10 years or so, we've done a story and we put in the Newsminer. Of course, it says paid advertisement at the bottom of it, but not everybody reads that. I encourage you to, even if you're not a big Newsminer fan, buy the paper on Monday. I think we'll have a Facebook article on it too, maybe with some additional pictures. So you go to Compo's Facebook page and see that. We like to have fun. I mean, you know, people don't laugh enough in this country. It's hard to laugh sometimes today when you watch the news. But you know, you need laughter's the best medicine. You gotta laugh. Don't take stuff so serious. I'm probably more disgusted than anybody about this whole woke thing. It's like, come on, don't take everything so damn seriously. You know, back off a little bit. What is wrong with people? You used to be able to tell jokes, and now you've got to walk on eggshells, and crazy. But anyway, yeah, we need to make a change in November, I think. And you shouldn't have to fill out a credit application to go shopping. You shouldn't have to put it on a credit card with ridiculous interest rates. You shouldn't have, remember when you bought a bunch of groceries, you'd buy a basket full of groceries for $110. Feed the family for 2 weeks, and now that gets you enough for dinner and breakfast the next day. So getting pretty crazy, and we got to do something about it. But one thing you can do about it is you can forget about it for a while and just go out and ride your new four-wheeler and just get out on the trail and forget about life for a while, as long as it's a Can-Am four-wheeler from Compos. That's a good thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that too, about some of the different models that we've got coming up. But meantime, we're going to take a break, come back, try and find some R.D. Mercer, maybe another Biden song, just have a little fun in the back half hour. We're just having fun this time. But come on by the shop, sign up to win the quad of your choice, up to $20,000. We're open till 4 today, so we'll see you after the break, and start heading down west towards the airport, across from West Fred Meyer's Compos on Boat Street. See you soon.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, Fairbanks, we are back. We're having fun on the radio on the Compo Outdoor Show. Wanted to play a little R.D. Mercer, an old favorite of mine. He used to do radio pranks. I've got all his collections. They used to play him on the radio back, 15, 20 years ago, and I just thought they were hilarious, so I've selected a few of them. We're going to play one called Dead Dog, where he calls somebody up and has them on the hook pretty good for a while. This one's R.D. Mercer, Dead Dog. Give this a listen. Whoops. No, that wouldn't be it. That would be that Joe B. song. Okay. Well, we'll have to come back to that. I don't know what I did there. Let me see if I can find it here. Here we go. Is this it? Let's see if we can find it here. I think this is it. R.D. Mercer. Yeah, here we go.
Randy Merriman, can I help you, please?
Randy, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I live out here in Dixon, Kentucky, over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I was in your shop and bought me some foam sealer.
Uh-huh.
I was using that this morning to seal up some windows.
Uh-huh.
And we're keeping my mother-in-law's little Pekingese dog, Labrador G. Robinson, is what he's called it, and he was down there, and I put that foam can down, one of them things with a trigger on it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing stuck, and that little dog was down there, and he got to lapping at it, and I didn't see it, and it foam sealed his mouth yet down there.
It did.
I damn sure did, and I tell you what's worse, that the little dog had come down sick a couple of days ago, had him a cold, and it had a stopped up nose, and hell, it, the little thing, I guess he drowned in his own snot down there, Randy.
He did. What? I don't know what to
it
say.
It ain't funny, I tell you.
Trust me, I'm not laughing.
By God, I guarantee.
I've got a cold.
I guarantee. Well, how'd you feel like if you had your mouth sealed?
Well,
up?
I can't imagine how it'd feel.
Oh, I just can't
imagine.
It's the damnest thing I've ever seen, Randy.
Yeah.
And I tell you,
it's just a heck of a tragedy. Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm pretty PO'd about it. I tell you what I need. My mother-in-law ain't gonna be back in town till Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this dog costs, and I don't want y'all to reimburse me for the cost of the dog. What I'd like to do, she's kind of old, and I don't think, you know, it'd make a whole lot of difference if we just had that dog taxidermied. And I was hoping...
I'm sorry, sir. We wouldn't be able to help you.
Pay for that.
No, we wouldn't be able to help you in any way.
Well, by God, why not?
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility if you laid the can down.
Well, I set it down right there, and the trigger stuck on it, and it foamed all out there.
Okay, but it still wouldn't be our responsibility.
Bull butter.
Well, it would, sir.
I guarantee you, how'd you like me to just come down there and whoop your ass?
Well, sir, I don't think that would be a proper thing to do either.
Well, I'm bound and determined to get the situation took care of, and I think we could do it for about $300 or taxidermy.
I'm sorry, sir.
That was a prize pet.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I wish that I could help you, but we can't take responsibility in something like that.
Right now, I tell you, and I'm not sure how long it's going to stay good. I got him in the freezer right next to the push pops over there. And I think if we took him in this afternoon, I need to get him to the taxidermy this afternoon. So I get her back by Friday, so she won't, you know, when she come in here Saturday, she's going to be a matter in a wet hand.
Yeah.
Guarantee you.
Yeah, I wish I could do something for you, but there's not a lot I can do
for you. Well, then you're just in for an ass whooping then. How big a boy are you?
I'm a pretty big old boy, but I give up my fighting from the Vietnam days. I quit fighting when I came back.
I got me a time life set full of ass whoop over here, Randy.
Do you really?
I guarantee you.
You're going to leave
me out of the well.
No, I don't think she'd do that.
I guarantee you now, because she's got Cadillacs on both eyes, and I don't think she'd really tell if Edward G. Robinson, there's anything wrong with him for a while.
Yeah.
But I need about $300 to get him taxidermy.
Well, I wished I could help you, but there's nothing I can do in this circumstance.
Well, that Eddie G, we was going to have him taxidermied setting up, because he used to set up in Mama Upshaw's lap and hold a cigar in his mouth.
Right.
And I think we was going to have him taxidermied that way. So you just get ready to make me out a check for three. How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here all evening this evening, sir.
Well, I'll be down there. What do you look like when I get there?
I'm a big old boy. When you come in, you'll see my picture on the wall on the front entrance door when you come in.
You ever had an ass whooping over something like this?
No, but it'd be the first one I ever had.
Well, I guarantee you. Come down there this afternoon, and I'm going to either pick up a $300 check, or I'm going to give you about $300 worth of pop knots on your head.
Well, I won't be able to give you a $300 check, so I guess I'll have to take the second.
Yeah, so you just make that check out at $300. The taxidermist's name is Dr. Gropner.
Dr. Gropner, huh?
Yeah.
Who the hell is this, anyway? That's the best story that I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's one of the best I ever heard, too.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
This here is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
How in the cat hair are you?
I'm finer than frog hair split about four ways. You heard me giggling when I was laughing the first time,
well,
didn't
it,
you?
It ain't funny.
I couldn't take it much more.
Now, I tell you, Randy, that little Eddie G, Mama Upshaw used to have him riding down there in the floorboard of her car, and she taught him how to work a dimmer switch.
I'm telling you, this has got to be the funniest thing I've ever had happen to me.
Yeah, okay, well, that's Roy D. Mercer. He's not around anymore, but up at our hunting camp, we've got all his CDs, and we play them or we put them on the phone and play them. Oh my gosh, I just love the guy. He just he gets people fired up. And how big a boy are you? If you haven't heard from him, you can go online to Roy D. Mercer. All of them are on there. You can play them down. I don't know if you can download them or not. I just always thought that was really really entertaining. I like that stuff. That's my kind of humor. But we'll try and play one of those every once in a while in the air for you. It's just good humor. It's kind of fun stuff, and it's what it is. It's humor. And speaking of which, I think we'll locate the more recent Biden song. It's called Sawdust on the Brain. It's another one of my crazy productions with Roger McGill. Let's see if we can find it here. Get it played. Let's see here. Get the volume up. There we go. I may or may not be able to play this one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Roger McGill.
There's a clown, his name is Joe. His son likes hookers, cash, and blow. I know they've been crooked for some time. Soon he'll take one on the chin. We'll make this country great again. But right now, I need a scotch and water. hunters crack cocaine. And I wanna know, did you profit from Ukraine? Come on, man, that's all you say. Our border's a revolving door. We buy our oil from offshore, you know. Inflation's near an all-time high. Will you survive? God only knows. And there's Kamala, the one you chose. Oh no, that cackling, rambling wonder. I wanna know, will you ever feel our pain? I wanna know, is it sawdust in your brain? Can't wait for election day. Yeah. I wanna know why that cash went to Iran. I wanna know why LeBron competes with Ann. Can't wait for election day. Let's go, Brandon.
All right, that's the more recent Joe Biden song called Sawdust for Brains. Anyway, that's I think you know how I feel by this time. If you don't, you're confused. Hey, listen, one thing I would like you all to do other than swing by Compos and sign up to win that dream ride, Can-Am Dream Rig, if you get a chance, go to our Facebook page, Compos, C-O-M-P-E-A-U-S, and watch my little Facebook commercial about, it's called Law Abiding Citizen. It's near the top on our Facebook page. I've only had one comment negative that says deplorable, which kind of tells you where Fairbanks is at. Most of the comments love it. But anyway, just comment if you love it or hate it. You know, I've always kind of been opinionated, and I'm going to say how I feel. I'm going to say how I feel and stuff, and so we're having a Can-Am sale till the end of the month, which is coming up here real quick. So I think we'll carry it to the 5th because we have till the 5th to take advantage of the rebates. But yeah, you get double the factory rebates. It's a one shot deal. We never do this, but yeah, if there's $500 rebate, you can save a grand. If there's $2,000, you can save $2,000. $3,000, and there is some $3,000 rebates on some of our Mavericks and such. You can save $3,000, but we've got Defenders, we've got Commanders, we've got Outlanders, we've got 6x6s, big savings on all of them. So if you're looking at a quad this year, oh, and the outdoor show is coming up the third week of April, and we have got some really cool stuff there, really neat new accessories that we're bringing in. I don't even want to talk about it, but it's really cool stuff. We're going to show it off. We'll have it on Facebook and show that off. But got that stuff ordered. They're innovative stuff from all over the country coming in. Accessories, options, implements, things like that for your four-wheeler, regardless of what brand it is. But it should be a Can-Am because they number one selling ATV in Fairbanks now for a few years in a row. They're really doing well. We've got demos out at the shop. You want to come out and ride a demo. The new Gen 3 series with the 5 and 700 engine. Everybody that rides it's just they can't believe it. When I went back to the factory and rode them, I couldn't believe how much smoother, quieter. They've got more ground clearance. There's nothing quite like them on the market. I try and drive the other brands when I get a chance, and it's almost like, whoa, yeah, what a difference. So before you ever buy a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, please take a demo ride. If they don't let you take a demo ride, there's probably a reason. Anyway. Well, it's been fun. Enjoy having you on the show. I like the comments. People seem to like the show, so I have fun doing it. Come on back next Saturday, 12:30, and we'll have some more fun.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.